Good evening, and thank you for joining us for this Trevi Group 2015 full year result presentation. Today with me are Daniele Forti, Chief Financial Officer of Trevi Group, and Josef Mastragostino, our Investor Relations Manager. We start going through the presentation you have received, starting on slide three. As everyone is by now used to our presentation, on this slide, you appreciate the four division and their respective annual revenue. Starting from Trevi, the division registered about 592 million euros during 2015. It's one of the highest ever results in the last years. Rilmec came in at 403 million euros, so Rilmec show some sign of recovery with respect to last year, and registered 252 million euro of revenue. And lastly, Petrifilm registered also an all-time high of 146 million euro. Overall, Trevi Group's total revenue were 1.3 billion euro for 2015. On slide four and seven, appreciate some clear description of our single division, Trevi, Soilmec, Rilmec, and Petrifilm, as I said before. We'll go more in details about the divisions later on. And going on slide from eight, nine, starting with the geographical distribution of the two major sectors of activity for the group, the foundation sectors with the Trevi and Soilmec, and the oil and gas sector with the Rilmec and Petrifilm. So most of the company you see in the pictures are fully established local companies. Going on slide 11, let's talk about some of the key highlights. Starting with 2015, it was certainly a year of challenge, but with some improvement ahead of us. 150 million improvement in the net financial position. This is one of the major achievement for this year. The net financial indebtedness improved considerably by 21% with respect to the third quarter 2015. 149 million euro of solid backlog. The order backlog is mainly characterized by solid contracts from foundation sectors. Mosul Dam, long awaited the project finally acquired per beginning of March, the contract has been awarded. The value is 273 million. Again, we will talk more about detail of the project later on. New opportunities in the foundation sector business, contract for important special foundation works are expected for the months to come. On slide 12, we highlight some main discussion point we'll go through during the presentation. Full year-end results were characterized by certainly one-off event of Rilmec contracts. The oil and gas division performance also is witnessing more complex phase given the depressed oil price. We'll talk more about this also. Notwithstanding the current situation, the group was able to improve significantly the net financial position. And given the unfavorable dynamics of the energy sector, the group already initiated a major reorganization of the oil and gas sector, and is carrying out cost-efficient measures. While on the foundation sector, with an already strong portfolio in our end, as well as with the recent acquisition, the Mosul Dam, this has significantly increased the visibility of the full sector. Contract value already known is equal to 273 million, and the work will be carried out in a very concentrated limit of time and completed within 2017. Slide 13, some of the key financial highlights. Revenue, 1.3 billion. EBITDA, it's 9 million euro. EBIT, 88 million. Net profit -115 million, backlog 949, net financial position 420 million. Later on, Daniele will explain more details about the numbers. Going on to slide 14, looking at the divisions overview. The end of the year showed a very solid order backlog, and this figure doesn't include the Mosul projects. We witnessed very strong order intakes in areas such as Middle East and North Africa, and there is a great demand for marine facilities, transportation infrastructures, and metro work. With our current order, we increase already our long-term visibility for Trevi division. The infrastructure sectors is improving. Soilmec signed a 9% growth of revenue increasing with respect to the previous year, and notwithstanding the contraction in the Italian and in some of the European countries, markets in the U.S., in U.K., in France performed very well. Quarterly order intake continued to register growth and stood at 53 million euro in the fourth quarter of 2015. Certain increased demand for classic rotary rigs and also good performance from our micropiling and cranes division. Management was focused on strong action for the reduction of inventories, and this show positive effect while maintaining volume of sales, and the reduction of the capital invested in Soilmec is a certain sign of this measure. Looking at slide 15, going into the oil and gas divisions overview. Drillimec has a very difficult year given its contract-related issue. The market environment is any better, and given the sudden drop in the oil price, we have reacted by reducing cost and implementing efficiency program at all level in our organization. Volatility is the market, given the prolonged situation in the oil market, is again a key feature, unfortunately, of this situation. The company is continuing its cost reduction initiative, and production site are in process of being improved in terms of efficiency. Marginality at division level was affected by higher deterioration in the market condition and the completion also of the product portfolio. For that matter, Drillimec in 2015 had completed all of its product portfolio, but given the sudden fall of market condition, the company was not able to benefit from sound market. The company has already initiated reorganizational changes in the oil and gas division, and for this matter, the company target is the reduction of overall fixed cost, general and administrative expenses. We expect to reach more than 40% in all worldwide facilities. Production sites are being rationalized and improved in terms of efficiency, reporting, and above all, the risk management. At the corporate level, Drillimec has decided to introduce new key manager who will have the role to oversight key strategic area for future business improvement and future business opportunities. Strategically speaking, the company is revisiting for the next 2 years a smaller scale in production, putting greater focus on services related to rig efficiency and safety standards. For that matter, the new management who is expected to enter will have a strategic goal to improve and expand in a value area of businesses such as aftermarket services, fleet upgraded, and increase in drilling operation. This part is crucial because it's in depressed markets such as this one, oil company continue to invest in operating expenditure versus expansion of CapEx. Therefore, Drillimec can benefit from such additional service overall. Going to Petrobrazi, we have registered minor growth in sales. Marginality was hindered by the very uncertain macroeconomic environment, as well as by challenging oil prices. The environment is still challenging in 2016, given the current dynamics of oil price. The positive note here is that the oil company choose to keep Petrobrazi rigs active, as they normally provide higher performance at lower cost. Petrobrazi is also active in a geothermal drill rig in Chile as a sign of diversification and as a new opportunity. If you go on slide 16 and 17, we mentioned many times the Musselburgh project. It is important to take a step back and consider the story of the dam. The dam, as you all know, is in a critical condition, and for many years, the Iraqi government required a maintenance work to be carried out. The recent worsening of the situation called for an expedited tender process that started in October 2015 and saw Trevi as the preferred bidder. The contracts call for advanced and customized drilling and grouting activity for the consolidation of the foundation of the dam. The work will be carried out in 18 months, and we are currently in the process of starting mobilization in these days. Among other things, we will have repair works on the bottom outlet tunnel as they are currently damaged. We are also setting up specialized training courses for local technicians and local staff to use the Trevi technologies and to use the seismic rigs. Overall, we expect to have the presence of about 450 technicians from Trevi. It's also important to highlight that these initial works are very important and strategic, as the dam will require more work in the long term. We feel that given the fact that Trevi is already on site, our company will have a competitive advantage for future work in the dam. Most likely, a great deal of work will come on the way given the current condition of the dam. Just one last thing to mention about the contracts. I would like to remember that the contracts is based on the cost-plus form of contract, so with no financial risk associated to the works. Daniele?
Thank you, Stefano. 2015 revenues were 1,342,000,000 euros versus 1,251,000,000 euros of 2014. EBITDA was 9 million euro versus 126 million euros of last year. The negative influence of PEMSA project on EBITDA is calculated to be -98 million euros for the whole year. Taking into account the reverse of 22 million euros profits recognized in the previous years, EBIT was -88 million euro versus 63 million euro of the same period last year. I'd like to point out, to explain, that there is a difference of 18 million euro between the 70 million euros EBIT contained in the last given guidance and the actual -88 million euros EBIT. This is due for around 8 million to provisions accumulated to risk funds and for 10 million euros to decrease the profitability in the last quarter, both of them in Drillmag. The reasons are mainly not yet approved change orders, dispute with clients, and decreased productivity. Net profit was minus 115 million euro versus 24 million euro of last year. The backlog was 949 million euro, and the net financial position, 420 million euros. The capital employed in 2015 was euro 1 billion, equity euro 579.6 million. The net debt equity ratio came in at 0.72 times. Total employees at the end of 2015 were 7,867. On the following slide, we compare the first half of 2015 results with the second half of 2015 results. As you may appreciate, the second half of the year was characterized by moderate growth, and marginality showed signs of improvement. While results are not to be considered enthusiastically, they are in a trajectory of growth. On slide number 20 instead, we show all four quarters of the year and the financial metrics. While in the second half of the year was clearly better than the first half, the fourth quarter showed signs of a poor performance hindered by prudent provisions and higher depreciations. Following on slide 21, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. Trevi division registered 591.5 million euros, plus 21.5% versus the same period last year. Petraven had revenues of euro 146.2 million, increasing 1.1% with respect to last year. Soilmec, euro 252 million, increasing about 8.9% versus 2014. And Drillmec, euro 404.5 million, minus 5.4% versus last year. This small decline is to be considered a success, considering the macroeconomic environment in which Drillmec operates. In slide 22, we present the group's two point of views. The core business accounted for around 60% of total revenue, while oil and gas accounted to 40%. The backlog, as we mentioned previously, was almost euro 950 million, registering a 14.3% decrease with respect to last year. Please consider, as Stefano just mentioned, that our backlog does not include recently acquired contract of the Mosul Dam for 273 million euros. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the Trevi division, its backlog accounted for 64% of the total backlog. Petraven, 12%, Drillmec, 19%, and Soilmec, 5%. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical area. As you can see, some of the most important areas are Latin America and the Middle East and Africa, accounting to 22.1%, 20.6%, and 28% of the backlog, respectively. In slide 24, we show the net financial position. which was at the end of 2015 €420 million, with a free cash flow of €2 million. This level of the net financial indebtedness presents an outstanding 21% improvement versus the third quarter 15 figure of €533 million. As we announced presenting the first half results at September the 30th, we estimated an increase in net financial position and a sharp decrease at the end of the year. This decrease was due mainly to good results in collection from clients, especially by DrillMech and SoilMech, as they have a great seasonality in their business. So we can say, with respect to net financial indebtedness, that the group performed much better with respect to the guidance we gave. Slide 25, equity and the net financial position. It must be pointed out that the steep increase in total equity is mainly attributable to recent share capital increase of €200 million completed in the month of November 2014. We'd like to point out that more than 90% of financial debts are at the long term, giving to Trevi Group great financial stability at a sustainable interest rate. In terms of the foundation sector, Trevi plus Solmec, the revenues generated were €826.5 million in 2015. The EBITDA margin was equal to 10.4% as an average of the year, and the EBIT margin came in at 4.5%. But I would like to stress the different marginality in the two half of the year. While in the first half, Trevi Division got a €28 million EBITDA, 9.8% on revenues. In the second half, the same division performed quite better, reaching €45.75 million EBITDA, equivalent to almost 15% on revenues. With respect to EBIT margin, in the first half, Trevi Division got €3.7 million EBIT margin, while in the second half it got €30 million EBIT margin. This is a different trend in Trevi Division revenues and margins that we consider sets a trend for the future quarters. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 16%, the USA and Canada 17%, Africa 19%, and the Middle East and Asia 26%. Slide 27. In terms of the oil and gas sector, that is DrillMech plus Petrobrazi, recorded €547.6 million in 2015. The EBITDA margin was equal to minus 14.2%, and the EBIT margin came in at 22.8%. We stressed at the beginning of this conversation the influence of the PEMSA project on EBITDA, and we could say the same on EBIT. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 37% of Europe 6%, and the Middle East and Asia 29%, Africa 26%. Following on slide 28 is the breakdown per geographical area. As you can see on the right, Africa generated €292 million in 2015, registering an increase with respect to the same period last year of €163 million. The main player was, without any doubt, the Middle East, which accounted for €370 million versus €284 million last year. In the area, a high degree of business is being brought forward, both in the construction. I would like to pass the word to Stefano Trevisani.
Thank you. We continue with the presentation on slide 29, and on we'll go through some of the projects that have characterized the full year 2015 with more updates. Starting quickly with the job in Kuwait, with already performing the construction of the foundation for this causeway, 37 kilometers long. Philippines, already is involved in the construction of the Metro Manila called Skyways. Slide 31, this is the already construction Hong Kong working on the execution of the consolidation system for a soft layer of clay in the real estate development in Hong Kong, as we said. Page 32. Trevi has been active in Egypt for the work at the Suez Canal for the extension projects, starting from the beginning of 2015 with a project that will be lasting till the end of 2016. Another example of infrastructure project in Doha Metro in Qatar, where the company has been involved in several job sites, and this is one of them. Slide 34, going into the new generation of Solmec rigs. In this case, we are in the United Kingdom, in the UK, and this is the new series of hydraulic piling rig designed by Solmec. Also on page 35, slide 35, again an example of Solmec drilling rigs currently committed to the foundation for a big deck project in the district of Playa Vista. Slide 36, this is a Drillmec HH300 rig, offshore rig, completed work. And this work has been completed ahead of schedule and with very high satisfaction and appreciation from SOCAR for the performance of this rig already in operation. On slide 37, again, the project Drillmec is still involved with in for the delivery of drilling rigs to Algerian company Enafor. And the last picture is related to what I was mentioning before, diversification activity for Petroven with the geothermal drilling activity in Chile at 4,550 meters above sea level. So a world tour that well represents constant activity of Trevi Group's company in different geographical areas. We can go through now the question and answer section. Joseph?
Thank you, Stefano. So many of the questions that we received were actually answered by both Stefano and Dr. Forti. So we will just go over two of them, in particular one asking about working capital that it was by any sort dependent on seasonality or on more non-sustainable aspects. For that matter, working capital, must be said that it was greatly managed, and a great deal of work was done both by the entire finance department and also by the single business units. We were able to manage and bring efficiency with our suppliers, and we hope to maintain this trend in the next quarters. It's not about seasonality, but rather our commitment to better address this issue of working capital that can greatly benefit the net financial position, both for this quarter and for the next. We also got another question about backlog. I'll go over a little bit what Stefano said and just add a little bit to that. As far as the backlog is concerned, while the full year results 2015 shows some sort of decline with respect to the full year 14, it must be noted that this backlog does not include the Mosul Dam. And out of the 949 million euro of backlog, I think the market can appreciate that over 64% is coming out of Trevi. That's over 600 million euro, which is the highest ever we registered in the Trevi division. You will therefore appreciate the fact that our core business is becoming ever more predominant. And we can argue that this greater weight will also give, greater opportunities for marginality. This is, as we said, will also signal increased margins in the near future. And given all the discussions that we talked about in terms of reorganizing the oil and gas division, we believe that we will definitely be better positioned in 2016 for our prospective growth if we compare it to 2015. I'm done with that. We will then call.
Thank you. Thanks, Joseph.
Yeah.
Before the end of this call, I'd like to provide some organizational update in the investor relation department. Joseph for quite some time now he has decided to take and follow new opportunities, take new positions, and go back to the U.S. And we want to thank him for the job done in these 5 years for the group. And we wish all the success to him.
Thank you, Stefan.
Going to the closing remarks, for 2016, the group is greatly concentrating on improving the foundation sector and focusing on rescaling the oil and gas division for a committed improvement of business. It's also our intention to strengthen the organization at corporate level to be ready even for more complex and demanding market condition. Diversify business by sector today, we consider this a plus, as well as the geographical distribution of our activity and the constant research of opportunity based on proper risk management that with no off-limits area remain one of the key features for our group. Last things to mention, as per yesterday decision of the board of directors, I assume the position of the CEO of Trevi Group, and it's my pleasure to serve in this role for the years to come, and we will all work hard and committed to have good years to come. Thank you for joining us, and if there are more questions, you are available.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening.